It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It was a great honour for me to be appointed as team manager for European Championships, where you had 41 countries taking part in all our own elite boxers. And we come away a second on the medal table with 2 goals. Russia had 4 goals, and for us, they come away with 2 goals. And we also had a bronze, and we had a man qualified, another qualifier, Adam Nolan, for the World Championships. That's a fantastic week of boxing here for us.
Certainly is. And was that what the, I suppose, the ambition and the hopes and the what you wanted to achieve from the European Championships? Has it surpassed that, what the team has done?
Well, Billy Welch had his stall set out from the start of June, and that's where he was looking to go, at least. He could have 6 qualified for the World Championships, and now he has 7. So, but to come back with 2 gold medals was fantastic. Great achievement for the boxers, you know. And Adam Nolan wasn't that far away, nor was Darren O'Neill, so we could have, and young Dean Welch, they got the bronze medal. He wasn't too far away either. Like, these could have been, with a bit of luck at all, they could have been, we could have had 5.
And real classy performance by Conlon and Ward on Saturday to get gold.
Oh, brilliant. Michael Conlon was fantastic. Boxed out his skin against the Englishman. You know, we done very, very well. He had 4 very tough fights this week, Michael, and done very, very well. And he's really looking forward to the World Championships now. And Joe Ward's in the class. He's one of them. Very, very good light heavyweight. The man will be about for a while yet. He's a very, very classy man. Great southpaw, you know.
Yeah, and one notable thing about these boxers in particular, they seem to be getting better as the championships go on.
That's right. Washington, they're getting better all the time as the championships. The week goes on, we just off to a couple of slow starts. We lost Dean Gardner, and we had young Miles Casey out with us from Limerick as well, flyweight, but Miles had a bit of a tummy bug and couldn't make the weight, so Miles had to leave and go home early. He didn't go to the scales to weigh in, you know. But we lost big Dean Gardner from Clonmel early on. And the competition, he won his first fight, and then he lost his second fight last Friday, you know.
Yeah. And this is great experience for fighters who are coming in now at this level, and I suppose getting a sense of what it's to be like being part of a championship and being, I suppose, taking part in the championship.
Like a young Brent Irvine and Sean McComb, and those boys coming in now that's going to the World Championship, 7 boxers going to the World. It's fantastic, actually.
Yeah. And I suppose now, as you head to the Worlds, there's going to be an even higher expectation now, is there, Peter?
There'll be a higher expectation because we're one of the top, countries now at the minute, Washington. You know, you would never have thought that the day would come when the Russians would have feared the Irish, like, and that's the way it is now. They don't want to meet the Irish boxers at all, you know. They had most of their own boxers seated. We only had one man seated, Michael Conlon, was seated number one, you know, for these championships. And we're really looking forward to the World Championships now.
In October. And then looking further afield as well, Peter, obviously there's Rio next year, the Olympics.
Rio Olympics, so hopefully, Oisin, we're going to have a few for the Olympics. We already have 2 qualified, in Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon, and hopefully there'll be another few boxers to join them. I think there are great times ahead for Irish boxing.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I know we're speaking to you at the moment. You're at Munich Airport, and you'll be back in Dublin later today after 5, Peter, but it makes the journey that much shorter for the fighters and for the Irish team coming back. It's not a long haul, considering what they have achieved, and I suppose the atmosphere within the camp today.
That's great. That's great. The banter's great among all the boxers, the losers and the winners. It's great, you know, and we're having a good time here at Munich Airport. We're getting something to eat now. We'll be boarding up at 3:30 and we'll be in Dublin at 4:45 this evening. And I think there's a big press conference in Dublin this evening. There are a lot of press media there at Dublin Airport, as far as we know, you know.
Yeah, and you've taken Irish teams before to championships and won medals, but this has been your first major championship in charge of an Irish team, Peter, and I'm sure the sense of achievement that you have as well is phenomenal today.
It's brilliant. I'm nice to be coming back here. You know, they would say you were out with 6 of the top boxers in Ireland, the elite boxers. Boxers, maybe quite possibly the 6 would be going to the Olympics, these boxers, and they'd be looking after these boxers out here and come back with 3 medals. It's unbelievable. fighting.
And I suppose you'll be looking to take a few more teams to major tournaments if possible, Peter?
Well, hopefully, Oisin, well, if I get the chance again, you know, they fit it round, the IEBA fit it round all the time, you know, select a different team manager all the time, and nobody gets it all the time, but hopefully, and it doesn't matter what type of a team you got to be, should it be schoolboy, youth, or junior, or the elites, it's a great honour to take a team away representing their country, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Peter, a safe flight home, and many thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again very, very soon.
And I would just like to thank yourself, Washing, and everybody at the Highland Sports Desk for all the coverage that they give boxing, amateur and professional. We're really, really appreciate it.
No problem, Peter. It's our pleasure. Safe trip home.
Thank you.